In this bulletin, six commissioners appointed to head the Disability Royal Commission. The orphan children of convicted IS terrorist Khalid Sharouf could be granted travel documents to return to Australia. And in football, Matilda's skipper Sam Kerr says she won't be disappointed if Australians fall short of another win against World Cup champions USA. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister says the Disability Sector Royal Commission will look at all forms of violence, abuse, neglect and exploitation in all settings. $527.9 million has been allocated to fund the Royal Commission over 3 years until the final report is handed down by the end of April 2022. Ronald Sackville and five other commissioners will head the inquiry representing lived experience with disability and Indigenous leadership. Scott Morrison says he looks forward to the work that will be done.
And as my brother-in-law Gary always said to me, it's not flash being disabled, but the good thing is that that's the condition you live with in Australia and that you're an Australian. And that has always meant a lot to me. They deserve our respect. This is so above politics, I can't tell you.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten has dismissed criticism from Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Labor's $2.3 billion cancer care plan. The Labor Party's budget reply speech included a promise for 6 million free scans to monitor cancer. $300 million will go towards radiation treatment support. Mr. Morrison says there's no need for the plan because the healthcare system is already providing support for patients. Mrs. Shorten says more needs to be done.
There is a big problem in Australia with the thousands of dollars of out-of-pocket costs when you're in the fight against cancer. Cancer makes you sick, but it shouldn't make you poor. So we've made a decision. This is important.
The orphan children of convicted IS terrorist Khalid Sharouf could soon be granted travel documents to return to Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said he would not put lives at risk to extract them from the Syrian conflict zone. However, if Sharouf's family can get out of Syria and to an Australian embassy, they will likely be given passports to return. Mr. Morrison said he was working with the Red Cross to get the children out of a Kurdish-controlled refugee camp.
There are the normal assessments that are done, the identification process, there are issues that relating to people's citizenship that has to be confirmed, and you'd expect that. But where those issues are able to be addressed, then of course we would follow the normal process for issuing of travel documents after all of those other matters have been addressed.
A massive chemical factory fire is burning out of control, sending thick black plumes across Melbourne's north. About 80 firefighters are battling the blaze in Thornycroft Street in Campbellfield, which ignited about 6:40 a.m. on Friday. Residents near the factory have been urged to immediately take shelter indoors. This witness told 3AW Radio there has been multiple explosions.
There's still explosions happening. Flames are easy 30 metres in the air. We've got fireys on the way now. I can hear the sirens coming from everywhere, but the intensity of this fire is just enormous. There's smoke going everywhere heading city direction.
In football, Matilda skipper Sam Kerr says she won't be disappointed if Australia falls short of another win against world champions USA. The two teams face off in an international friendly in Denver. The Matildas will start as outsiders against the world number one and reigning women's World Cup champions, the USA. It's Australia's biggest match on the road to June's FIFA Women's World Cup. But Kerr says she's not letting that draw her focus from the big goal.
We're excited. I guess you always want to play the best teams, and I guess it is a good benchmark, but at the end of the day, this is preparation for the World Cup, and we're going to be focusing on ourselves, and you know, we hope that we can win, but the most important thing is continuing the journey to improve to get to the World Cup.
Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth and 24, fine weather for Adelaide 33, much the same for Melbourne 27, sunny in Hobart 22, it's cloudy in Canberra 22, a shower or two for Wollongong, 22 degrees as well. In Sydney, showers as well, 24. In Newcastle, much the same, 23. A possible shower for Brisbane, 28. In Cairns, a shower or 2:31. And in Darwin, a chance of a storm with showers, 30 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.